ladies and gents, we are back again. My name is Brianna Javon, and we have a guest, and she's back again with us. Her name is Tori. Hey, Tori, girl, how are you?
Hey, girl, hey, I'm doing good. Loving this energy, loving all of this. This is great. It's been good talking with you.
Awesome, awesome. Well, if you didn't hear her spill last time, definitely go to the previous episode to listen. But we are back with another question for the Growth Journal podcast. And the question today is, how do you create boundaries and why is that important to you?
Ooh, creating boundaries is so, so important. And I think it's kind of being misused in a lot of ways lately. So people may say, oh, like, I'm gonna create boundaries and like not drink, or I'm gonna create boundaries and I'm, you know, like going to dedicate time to myself. The most important thing that you can think about whenever you are getting ready to create boundaries for yourself is not necessarily the right then, but the later, because your boundaries are supposed to be moving you and preparing you for where you're going next. And so for me, with boundaries, I've had to kind of present for myself since my divorce. So it's been 4 years now, and I've had to create different boxes in different areas in my life, so that way I don't get unbalanced. You know, a lot of people say, oh, spinning a bunch of plates or trying to wear a bunch of hats. And yeah, I mean, that's how you progress, especially if you are multifaceted. Like, you have to create boundaries so that way they don't cross. Like in media, yeah, it's obvious sometimes things will cross. Like, film is going to cross with audio, podcasting, you know, is going to cross with voiceovers. And so sometimes those things do cross and it's appropriate. But for example, being a student, being a full-time student and being a mom, those were very important moments in my life, or not moments in my life. School was an important moment in my life, but I also couldn't stop being a mom. And so there were people that said, you know, this is great, Tori, but how is this going to affect your girls? How are you going to prioritize them? What is it going to look like when y'all both have homework? You know, things like that. And so instead of looking at it from a negative perspective, I had to find a way to have the boundary of, yes, this is my dedicated school time, but there is a way for this to be balanced within this boundary, my girls and school. So I had to dedicate time after I'd helped them with their homework, after, you know, I've done the mom things like preparing dinner. It wasn't always, you know, a throwdown feast like maybe they were used to. We had to, you know, kind of start incorporating some frozen dinners. And yeah, we having pizza again this week, y'all. Like, yeah, there were moments like that. But by sometimes, once I've gotten them on track with their homework and they're good and they see me pull out my laptop and they see me doing my homework, it sets an example and it sets a tier for them. It gives them an opportunity to have something to go towards. And so by setting that boundary of, yes, you know, I'll do some work in front of them when we're on chill time, but when it was time to go, I couldn't be worried about what I needed to do. I had to give them that time because I also did not want them to resent this accomplishment. I didn't want them to have ill feelings about possibly being in the situation where they're a parent and they want to go back to school. I don't want them to feel like, oh, you know, I saw my mom struggle, or, oh, I saw my mom kind of neglect us and choose school over this. I don't want them to have, you know, that feeling about it. So by setting that boundary, I set them up in the future, right? Other boundaries that I've had to come across is trying to have my girls and working while also trying to juggle like filming projects. There were days where the girls had to come with me to film sometimes. But because they watched me grind and because they saw me do those things in my downtime at home, they were excited to be on set. My daughter has started writing and doing animation. She's 14 and she's using animation Adobe. Like, this is stuff that I'm not learning until now. So it's It does set them up by setting those boundaries and giving yourself that dedicated time to do certain things. It does set you up in the future. And so with work, I had to just kind of give that, and not in a braggy way, but I had to say, hey, like, I love that I am an asset to you guys and that you invest in me. But guess what? I invest in myself as well. This is stuff I'm working on. You know, take a look at it. You know, so this is what I do. And so on these days, especially if, so I did or I do like EA work, executive assisting work on the side. That's my corporate hat and or my work hat. And so that can be very demanding. And so by setting those boundaries at the start of the line. I mean, in at interviews, yes, it can be really, you want to be humble and you want to try to make yourself as available as possible. It's actually smart to set those boundaries and show them that you have boundaries, you have priorities outside of work. So that way later on, you're not, well, I sure hope NASA let me off this weekend.
NASA.
Hey,
That's the truth,
listen,
though.
but it's so by setting that boundary at the start of that, it set me up in the future to not have to really worry about needing to beg to take off to do things. But also, at that same token, there were times where because I chose film, you know, the girls had to go hang out with my parents, you know, during a weekend and things like that, if they didn't want to come with me. But a lot of times that was their choice. You know, they love seeing their grandparents and things like that. So it's just about, you know, setting those boundaries to set yourself up in the future. And then it also helps to have a village, but I don't know if we have enough time to go deep into that because sometimes your biggest boundaries be up in your village because
Your
people
own
feel
people. It be your own people.
it be your own. And I was listening to another podcast. I want to say it was like Your Favorite Aunties. And they said, you know, like with your village or your family, like that's given to you. It's different from like your friends or people that you see as family that you choose. And so, but listen, having a village, and once you've chosen that village or whoever is given to you, sometimes they will test your boundaries, and they will always see you as that young person, that little girl, you know, or maybe always see you in a certain circumstance. You know, people evolve, people grow, and sometimes people hold on to the worst of us and always assume the worst of us. But you have to know your value and be able to say, you know, like, hey, you know, this is a boundary with me, this is where we're not gonna cross. One thing I know, two things for certain, we're not gonna cross this boundary, you know, anymore because I'm past that. Now, if you want to ask me, you know, how my day was or how work is going, you know, like that's fine, but we're not gonna talk about what I did 5 years ago. We're not gonna talk about that. And so setting up those boundaries is just, it's the only reason that I have been able to go through what I have gone through over the last 5 years and still be able to know that I'm headed where I'm headed in the right direction. There are so many, and I'm sure this gets said often, but there are so many other scenarios that could have taken place that didn't because I know it was not only God like kind of driving me and pushing me, but simply me knowing my worth and what I'm okay with doing and what I'm not. So yeah, set them boundaries.
I love that. I love that. Thank you so much for sharing. That was beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
All righty. Well, again, go ahead and tell the people where they can find you and keep up with you.
Yes, absolutely. So on Instagram, you can find me at only one Tori Forte, and that's only the number one Tori Forte.
Awesome. Well, this is your girl, Brianna Javon, and we are signing off. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Growth Journal Podcast, and we shall see you next time.
Yes.
Meet the Growth Journal, your essential tool for personal and professional growth. Immerse in exercises and prompts guiding self-reflection, uncovering strengths, and setting goals. explore values, passions, and ambitions with free extras and a companion podcast. Order now and unlock your potential. Invest in the Growth Journal for a purposeful life.